Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler could do this,
Diamond Cutter. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call it an exploding push-up. Black Crow, the 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
'Cause this time, it's your time.
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, that you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this, baby.
Yeah! High five.
Good God.
And welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. How you doing there, Robert? You can still bring that down now, man. How you doing today, bro?
Doing good, brother. Just doing my thing, man.
Hey, sound like you went way back in the tunnel. We got Sparky on here. Sparkster, heard you guys killed it last week on the show, huh?
Oh, we had a fantastic show. Lots of energy, man. Everybody calling in back to some new people. Really good time, man.
That's awesome. You know, that's why we created this, so we can get the people from Team DDP Yoga on and asking questions. I'm going to bring on some people tonight, and hopefully if you have questions, direct them directly to the queen over here, the blonde bombshell. Stacy, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm unstoppable, man.
I want to hear all about your time on the road, man. That sounds really exciting.
Yeah, we've had some, you know, I've been really, really crazy busy. Just to give everybody an update, I moved from L.A. to Atlanta, and me and Andrew are doing the bi-coastal relationship right now, which sucks.
Oh.
But I'm on the road so much, it is what it is, and I just know that the move to Atlanta has been so strong for everything that we're doing with DDP Yoga. I bought a beautiful home in Smyrna, Atlanta, and it's right. It's funny because my first home I had in Atlanta was in Mableton, and then the other one was in Marietta. And this is like right in the middle of the two. And it's got 5 bedrooms. It's got a humongous, amazing kitchen. And the workout area, which is like the great room, where I'm going to put like an 80-inch television up there. It'll be furniture like I slide in and slide out. So people can kind of, you know, I think I get up to like 15 or 16 people working out at one time, you know, there. It's going to be really cool, you know. And I'm going to bring out some live workouts here and there so people can see them. Some stuff we're going to go take right to DVD, and we'll also be live up there. We had some really fun workouts for a lot of the people who checked in when I was still in L.A. in that little condo that I had there. But this is like a whole different feel, and there's going to be, I'm going to talk about in a couple minutes some of the things I plan on doing there. But I want to let you wrestling fans know, Robert, why don't we tweet out there that we've got the show going, and make sure, and if you're listening, you're a Twiddle fop, Twitter, Twiddle, if you're a Twiddle follower, you can follow DDP at Real DDP or at DDP Yoga. Any other guys got any Twitter handles? You guys doing the Twitter thing?
I still have the old name. I got YRG regular guy kicking.
That's right, because you were always on my thing over there, so I know that. I should know that. I'll let you plug that out there. You can follow Sparky. He's one of the most inspiring cats on Team DDP Yoga, and, you know, co-hosting the show here with Stacy, especially when when I'm not here. And The reason why I don't, you know, sometimes it's schedule, and other times I just want to hear Sparky and Stacy do the show because, you know, they are just like so many people who've come to Team DDP Yoga. They came here looking for inspiration and end up being two of the most inspiring people on the site. So that's what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it's all about, right? So I don't, for you wrestling fans out there, I got the call from the WWE the last time. I guess I was at, I don't remember if it was, I think it was SummerSlam. Yeah, it was SummerSlam. I'd gone down to the Staples Center and met with the head executive producer, Kevin Dunn, and he brought up, we had not talked since he had, you know, since I'd done the very best of Nitro, and he really put me over on the show and said the sales were so good that they were going to actually do the very best of Nitro 2. They just sent me the the run sheet, and I have a few suggestions. Not really much I want to change. I think they did a really great job with it. If anybody remembers last year, about a year and a half ago, when they sent me the dialogue that they wanted, it wasn't what they want me to say. It's like, this is what we'd like you to say. And when I read it, I thought it was like, this is cast in stone. I didn't call them back. And so they called me like 3 days later, and like, DDP, did you get the run sheets? Did you get the matches? Did you get the dialogue? And I said, yeah. He goes, so what do you think? I said, I don't think you want me to do this. Like, what? No, we really want you to do that. And I said, well, you know, there's a bunch of shit on here I just wouldn't say. I said, I get that, you know, history is written by the winners.
Yeah.
I get that. But I'm not going to back up bullshit. I said, Michael, I said, we kicked your ass for 2 years. And no one thought that was possible for a week, never mind 2 years. And so I'm not going to, you know, water down anything. And he goes, well, what do you mean? What are you talking about? So I read the things. He goes, well, change them. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, change them. If you don't want to say it like that, say it what you think. I said, okay, now I'm listening. So then I went back and started writing it. So what they sent me this time, though, was really good. And it really put over WCW, which is the only way I was going to do it. Because I'm not going to, you know, the fans for WCW were pissed off enough at the way every single piece of talent was handled that went there, except for maybe Booker T and Ray. Ray Mysterio has done amazing up there, and so did Booker. And love both those guys, so I was really happy for them. So we are going to be filming it, getting it in a can by October, and now we're hoping for a New Year's release. Maybe it's January, February, whenever they finish it. So pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it, too. I saw the first 1 weekend I watched that and Rise of WCW, Rise and Fall of WCW back-to-back. Those were both awesome watches.
So this will be the third, and it's great for as they call it, the newbies, for the guys who are the young WWE fan who knows WCW. They know it, thank God, for YouTube. Now they get a whole other flavor of it, which is very cool. Other news, we're going to be, actually, Arthur and I both will be on Fox and Friends this coming Wednesday. Don't know exactly the time, but from what I understand, we're going to get a pretty nice block, which will really be sweet for getting the word out there about DDP Yoga and the whole deal and, you know, the transformations that are happening here on Team DDP Yoga. Really excited about that. So check
Dave
out.
And Clayton. You got to put Dave and Clayton through the motions.
Well, I don't know exactly what, you know, I haven't been on that show in years, but I used to be on that show all the time. Eric Kim was on that show a bunch of times too. So they were real good friends of ours back then. So it'll be fun to go back. I wanted to also say we had a really, you know, really great workshop, DDP Yoga seminar, workshop, whatever you want to call it, in Nashville. I mean, people came from all around. It's been amazing. And anybody who's listening, and if you're just very new to DDP Yoga, and you just want to see what other people say about it, go to Facebook and like the DDP Yoga one word, like that. Read what people say. Put a comment if you want, whatever. You know, it's funny because a lot of people come to me and ask to be my friend on my Diamond Dallas Page Facebook, but I've had 5,000 friends forever. So what I do is I go back to the people who don't use it and I delete them. And the people who come on Team DDP Yoga, I should say DDPYoga.com, or not DDPYoga.com, DDP Yoga, one word, Facebook, God, there's so many of them, it drives me crazy sometimes. I'm a 56-year-old man. I'm not one of these 20-year-olds that live by the text, you know. I'm a talker. But the people who go on there and put comments, they're the people I make my because, did you sneeze right there, Robert?
No, that wasn't me. I was wondering what that was.
It was like perfect timing. The people who actually comment and actually give a shit on DDP Yoga, they're the people I make my friends on Diamond Dallas page. And so and if you look at the posts that have been on my Diamond Dallas page, Facebook, you'll see there's so much more like inspiring things on there and people talking about their, you know, their transformations and just, you know, and some people fall down and I try to help pick them back up again, you know, because that's all you can do. But this workshop we did in Nashville was awesome. So I want to just give a list real quickly. If you are in New York City, I will be at Pure Yoga, not this week. And actually, this weekend, if you're a horror fan, I'll be in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the details are on my appearance sheet there, so you can check that out, because I don't know exactly where I'm going to be until I set my cruise control to get me there. And since I've already got my Jeep out there, out in Atlanta now, I can, you know, just drive straight there, which I love. I drove back and forth to Nashville. It was awesome. I will be going back up that way this weekend for the Horror Fest up there. So I'll be there Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And actually, Friday night at 6:30, I think, and I'm not sure, maybe 1 o'clock on Saturday, I'll actually do a Q&A as well, where I'll be talking about working with Rob Zombie, with, you know, of course, about wrestling and fitness. So I'll be talking about all that this weekend. The following weekend, you can catch me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Pure Yoga. If you go to ddpyoga.com and hit or diamonddallaspage.com and hit DDP and events, this will come up, give you all the information. After that, I think it's like 2 weekends after that, I'll be at Funk Fitness in Brighton, Michigan. So if you're listening, you're anywhere near the Michigan area and you want to come on over, like when we did this in Nashville, I mean, Slim came from Florida with his wife. We had people come in, Ninja came in from South Carolina. You know, Nolan was there. Don was there. There was so many guys that came in, drove in distances. It was awesome. And some of the people who were right there in Nashville. So I'll be in Funk Fitness in Brighton, Michigan. And then I'll be at Henry Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We've got some, really great members coming in there. And Ed put that all together for us there. So, we're getting some really great responses, you know, to all of the workshops. So I'm really excited about that, which brings us to the retreat. And is my sister on yet? Has she come in yet?
No, I haven't seen her.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk about that when Sally got popped on. I told her between 9:15 and 9:30, and we'll talk about the retreat there. But before I get to that, I want to talk about the Warrior of the Month, because I've taken it a step farther. Now, anybody who's not, there's only been one guy who won the first one. So resubmit if you want to be considered for this one, which is going to be in September. Then we'll have one in October. I should say, well, we're in October now, September. We just did, what do we do right now? What month are we in? Okay, we're in September.
Yes.
So since we took August, September, this will be the only one that will have 5 months. But October, November, and December. At the end of December, we are going to have the Warrior of the Fall. I thought about the quarter. We'll have fall, winter, spring, and summer. Now, you have to win one of the four, in this case it'll be five, Warriors, to qualify for the Warrior of the Fall. Now, let me tell you what you get with that. First of all, if you win the Warrior of the Month, you get a brand new Manduka mat. I think it's a 72-inch mat.
No, it's an 85.
Is it an 85?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize it was the landing pad, as my buddy Brian Kemp. Greatest yogis on the planet.
Yeah, Manduka really did us a favor and worked with us on that. We got the Pro Black mats, 85 inches.
Yeah, and that's a $120 mat. You know, we get a 10% discount if you go through the Little Man Duca sticker that's up there. And I put that video together with a guy named Louie, and I'll tell you more about Louie. He just broke 400 pounds and gotten to 398 for the first time since 2009, and he's only 24.
Wow.
So that was he started at 452, and that was a big mark for him. But I got some things that I'm having Louie work into, which will be surprises for people as we roll through this. But he did a great job editing the Manduka. It was a commercial. I did it for myself, and did it mainly so people from Team DDP Yoga. The CEO of Manduka loved it so much. He's like, can I use this? Can I put this out there? I'm like, sure. You know, because that's the only thing I use is Manduka, and that's what people always say to me. What mat do you use? I mean, I've been offered many mats, and I don't take them because they are the best mat. And if I give someone my Manduka because I'm on the road and I want them to have it, I don't even use their mat. I use my Vibrams on my feet. I'd rather have nothing if I'm not going to be on that mat. So it really means it's a shoot. It's real. It's not just me saying, you know, this is it because they're paying me, because they're not paying me. I sort of feel like Jericho in this situation. I'm not paying him, and he's putting it over pretty amazing. But the person, and this is where you guys all listening come into play here, and I want to see how many people you get one vote to be able to vote for who you think, because I'm not going to pick the warrior of the quarter, or in this case, the warrior of the fall. Whoever those, you know, out of those five names, of course, one will be Slim. We don't know who's going to be picked next. Out of those five names, we're going to do a 3-day thing. We'll do it off like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we'll pick go Wednesday to Wednesday so we can know the number right up on the show. Whoever wins that, and just like on, you know, The Voice or, you know, American Idol or whoever, you get to pick this warrior. They are going to get all expense paid, flown into my new crib that we're just going to totally trick out. And, most likely it'll be me or one of my guys. But, you know, for the first one, I'll probably come down to the airport and pick you up and bring you to my place outside of Atlanta. And, of course, we're going to work out. We're going to eat good. The first night we're going to party. It's Friday night, so we're going to cook up some. Gonna cook up some awesome food and have some great wine. I'll probably put it live, you know, on the internet. I would imagine it will be live, and so people will see what it's really like. And I'm gonna be filming so many like meals, and I'm gonna come up with like a subscription that'll be like a monthly thing, and it'll include workouts, it'll include behind the scenes, it'll include recipes, it's gonna include a lot of great stuff, and that's why I really bought this place. So,
who's not going to want that? Like, after hearing that, anybody who's listening to the show should be putting in for Warrior of the Month.
Yeah.
And the chat room wants to know if airfare is included in this.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You know, airfare is... Hey, so Robert, how did we do it last time? Robert.
How did we do what last time with the...
How did we do Warrior of the Month? Where did everybody send it? Where did they send it to?
Warrior@DallasPage.com.
Okay, good, because you know I didn't know that. I don't even know where I'm going to be in Chattanooga yet. Leave it on Friday. It still drives Angie crazy. Dallas, how can you not know where you're going? I said, because I don't. I don't know. I look at the phone, and I punch it in. Or until someone goes, where are we going anyway? Someone picks me up at the airport. I have no idea where I'm going. You know, it's not important to me. So I'm going, and I'm going to be there, and I'll see you there. That's how I look at it. I just like when I do my workouts. I don't really think about what I'm going to do. Yeah, I just look around at the crowd, and then I do it around them. And if it's, you know, like the opening workout that we did, because there's two workouts on the Saturdays when I come into these towns, the opening workout is I try to make it really basic, but if the crowd's full of a bunch of warriors, I'm going to elevate it up and work around a lot of modifications. The second one we had, there was DJ was there for both of them, and he was like, dude, I'm so glad I knew that second workout. You killed them. But I was like, if DJ, if you were here, I know you know the modifications, but if you don't, I'm going to make sure you know them in between that, so anyone can still do the workout. So except for the one, the one that's up there at Pure Yoga, that's the extreme. That's not true there. I'll still show modification, but that's going to be, MF-er, bro. That's all I can say. Okay, so that wraps that up. Let me know when Sally pops on here. I also want people to know that we started filming our documercial. We're not calling it an infomercial because it's more of a documentary on this whole thing. I don't know if that's going to actually work, but I guess we'll see. since Sal's not on right now, we'll let her come on for a second thing here. I want to yesterday I was I always answer all my emails. I answer all anybody that hits me with a question, on Team DDP Yoga, I always answer all of them. It may take me a while, but I still answer them. And I got through all of that, all of the Facebook stuff, and then I went to the front page and of Team DDP Yoga, and I just saw like a couple of blogs that people had written. And I came across this one, and I heard you guys talking about her earlier, Becca, that she was on last week and talking, and then what happened was I saw on her blog, and I'm trying to pull it up right now. Of course, my internet's working really slow right now, but basically she said in her blog that she wanted to lose she wanted to lose 100 pounds in 9 months. Now, that's a bold statement, and she'd already lost, quite a few pounds. And, I saw that. And when I see someone's really working, well, then I'm going to, reach out to them. So I told her to send me her phone number today. And when we started talking about it, I said, wait a second, this is too good. I want everyone to hear what we're talking about. So, Did she call back in?
Yeah, we've got her.
Okay, we got Rebecca on the line. Becca, tell us, first of all, what you wrote in your blog.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
I wrote basically that I wanted to lose the 100 pounds in 9 months so I could join the Air Force. I'm starting to begin. Did I lose you guys?
No, you're still there.
Okay. I'm starting to get to the age limit for the Air Force, and what I really wrote about was the fact that it was starting to worry me how I let myself get so far ahead, but I wasn't going to let myself get down about it, that I'm going to just keep working it and push myself to get to where I can try and join and at least try to get into the medical profession, maybe physical therapy or something like that. So,
and when we talked, the first thing, anyone who wants to lose 100 pounds, I'm going right to no wheat, no dairy. I'm going to even go to food combining, where if anybody's listening to this and you don't know what food combining is, it's you don't mix a protein with a carb. And that would be like spaghetti meat sauce. You might have the spaghetti. It wouldn't be wheat. It would be probably tinchiata, which is a brown rice pasta, which tastes way better even, and vegetables, as opposed to having the meat and the pasta together. You would eat maybe the pasta with vegetables, or you would have the meat and salads, vegetables, grilled vegetables, steamed, whatever, however you wanted them. That's called food combining. And when you do that, you lose weight pretty quickly. And I wish I could do it, because you feel so unstoppable healthy, but it actually makes me too skinny. So I can't do that. So Beck, when I first said to you about wheat and dairy, what did you tell me?
I've already cut it out.
For how long?
10 days gluten-free and dairy-free. So.
And how do you feel?
I feel so much better. The first week I had really crazy withdrawal symptoms, like major migraines and stuff. So I really knew that I had a gluten and dairy problem. And then the pounds just kind of fell off on their own. Like, I hadn't really gotten into the yoga yet. I just started really getting into it this week. So when I saw that, it was kind of like, well, you know, I'm not going to miss it that much, you know. So other than that, I mean, I actually did do what when we had our conversation. I went to Ruby Tuesdays recently, and they did actually have a gluten-free menu, and I was able to order off of that, and they were very nice to me the entire time. And like you suggested, I said that I had celiac disease, and they were just very compromising.
Yeah, and this is what I urge people to do if you really want to do wheat and dairy free, because you cannot believe, the only way they're going to change it, and I say restaurants like Ruby Tuesdays is a perfect example. P.F. Chang's is another example, mm-hmm. because so many people have a problem with the gluten, wheat, and dairy. It's all together, and it's in everything. So when I walk into a restaurant, I say, okay, I'm a celiac, which is a lie, you know, but I don't want that shit in my body because, just like Becca said, I feel so much better. Stacy, how much better do you feel?
Oh, God, it's not. I have no desire to reinstate any of that in my food groups. But you're right. If you tell people you're celiac, they'll bend over backwards to accommodate. Great.
It's not, oh, you're a weirdo who doesn't eat wheat. You know, but it all comes down to how you feel. And if you're going to try to get your mind better, your soul, you know, you're going to try to grab motivation. You're going to try to be unstoppable. You want to feel amazing. You want to feel amazing. Because if you don't feel amazing, well, then you're just going to be, oh, God, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just going to drag you down. And then that adds emotional gravity and all that shit. You know, so Becca, so you did that. You told them it's silly, and they bent over backwards for you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell me where you are as far as, like, one of the things, when someone says to me, and this is why I brought, we stopped right there, and I said, stop here, let's do this on the air. I want Stacy's opinion, Sparky's, Roberts, whoever, you know, I want other people to hear what you're saying, because you're not the only one, especially who's listening to this cast. There's a lot of you out there, men and women, and they need to hear, you know, not just this, but what makes it possible? Like, Arthur, the first person I hear of 9 months, 100 pounds, I think of Doug Stephan. Doug was the first one that I knew that lost 100 pounds in 9 months. I mean, it's a challenge. It's a real challenge. And when you set that goal for yourself, well, then we've got to look at the goal-setting system, which is SMAC. Now, have you read that in your program guide?
The SMAC part? I didn't see that part.
Well, that's really important. This is what I would say. If nobody was listening, this is what I would say to her. You've got to go and read that. And just for anybody who's listening, go to your book right now. Pull it open. Because I know it by heart because I wrote it. SMAC is an acronym. Now, it used to be SMAC Down. And I don't think Vince would have done anything to me on it. But when I wrote this with Warner Brothers, they were afraid. So I had to write just SMAC. And what SMAC as an acronym stands for is specific, measurable, achievable, compatible, and keep it going. So let's go back and take them one at a time. Specific, you've just done that. You're going to lose 100 pounds in 9 months. That's measurable, too. So you've knocked out both of those. But now, is it achievable? Well, that question really comes into play when you look at compatible. I believe it's achievable. I mean, Stace lost, you know, 185 pounds in 18 months. But, you know, and how long did it take you, Stacey, to lose that first 100? Because I'm sure you know it down to the day.
I think I was down 100 within 9 months.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Again, showing, say Stacey started it at 345, which is much lighter than you. You know, it just goes to show that, again, it can be done. And I'm going to segue, and I'm going to come right back to this, but I want to segue something that's really powerful. The guy's name was Roger Bannister. Roger Bannister was the first guy to break the 4-minute mile. Now, back then, this is in 1956, the year I was born. Maybe it's 57. It was one of those 2 years. The doctors, like, that they write, they just wrote a whole thing. Harvard just wrote a whole thing on fast fake food. They called fast food fake food because that's what it is. Back then, they were writing about it's impossible to break the 4-minute mile. They would actually go on to say that your heart could explode because no one had ever done it. It was impossible until one day. A guy named Roger Bannister broke that record. He broke the 4-minute mile. It was like heard around the world. Wow. Like, oh, my God. The crazy thing was Bannister was feuding with another runner from England. And they were like the two best in the world. And Roger broke it. 2 weeks later, I can't remember that guy's name, but he broke Bannister's record. And then Bannister's broke his record. And then he broke Bannister's. And then for the big one, they called it the race of the century. And Bannister beat him and broke the record again. By the end of the year, 16 different runners had broken the 4-minute mile. Now, I tell you this story because it's real and it's powerful. And it shows that if this person could do this, so can I. And that's really what it comes down to. If she can do it, if he can do it, so can I. If Arthur can do this, if Stacy can do this, Sparky can do this, if Doug can do that, it just goes on and on and on. It's possible. So, yes, it's achievable, but compatible. Stace, how hard did you work over that period?
I was pretty dedicated. I can't say that it was like arduous, difficult work. I mean, I put effort into it, but because everything was flowing, you know, with the right nutrition and the workouts, it just kind of flowed, you know. But I did have to remain dedicated and focused on what I was doing.
Sounds like that echo's coming back.
Yeah, again, it's a serious echo.
You got echo now?
One, two.
You get it?
Yeah, it sounds like it's back.
It's back?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't have the echo.
Okay, mute me and see if it's still there.
Okay.
So,
am I echoing?
No. Okay, can you... need to fill that space with something.
Yeah.
Yo.
He's back.
I think we're good.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
I'll tell you what happens. People try to text me. They try to call. That's what happens. That's why I can't wait to get a landline. Stacy, she's got a landline.
Okay.
And I got to get a damn landline. But I'm at Yoga Docs, and it would between four of the dogs, it's better with me going, you know, in and out. So the bottom line is it took work, but you stayed completely wheat and dairy free the whole time, and you always said it doesn't feel like a diet. It
right.
didn't feel like you kicked your ass. You look at someone, you know, everybody's body's different. You to be compatible, okay, back to the C word, if you make it part of your lifestyle, and, it, you know, it is 5 workouts a week. It may be 6 workouts a week, Becca. Are you ready to do that?
Oh, yeah. I know it's only like 10 days in, but I totally did energy with Fat Burner yesterday. So.
Awesome. Awesome.
Wow.
I mean, I wasn't able to do all the YRG push-ups, but I definitely pushed through it.
No, you'll get there.
That's awesome.
And do what you can, you know. Your body's going to get stronger with each workout. So if you have to modify now, you know, don't get too hung up on that. I think
I do have one question. The plank for the YRG push-up, I'm still having trouble holding that. A lot of everybody in the Team DDP yoga site suggested I do a red hot core to help strengthen my abdominals so I'm able to hold the plank better. Is that a good idea, or is there anything else that I can do?
Where are you having trouble holding the plank? Is it
it's really in my lower back. Like I have the strength in my shoulders, in my arms, but I'm not able to do it in my lower back.
Well, yeah, tell her, Spark. Do tell her, buddy. You know.
No, I was going to say that's going to come with core strength, and you're probably rolling right into that.
Yeah, like that's why I put, like, with especially all the new stuff, and, you know, some people saw the originals where it was 10 different DVDs. The reason why I brought it down to 4 was because I wanted to be able to put Red Hot Core in the bottom of every one. Like, some people thought I did that because I just want to make it seem like more than it is. It's like, no, I want it to be at any point in time just be able to go to Red Hot Core and not have to get up and change anything. If I could, I would have put them all on one DVD so you could always flip and flop all over the place. So, yeah, so Becca, you know, I wanted to get you on here, and you know, I know you do your YouTubes and all that. Have you YouTubed any of, or I should say, videoed any of your workouts?
I have not yet. I did actually try to do Black Crow because that's one of my goals in the first 3 months is to try to do Black Crow, and I know it's probably difficult, but that's what I want to do, and.
Well, then you have to always film you doing that. Like, because the one time you don't film it, you'll hit it, you know. And then,
right,
you know, I want
right.
you to set up a little tripod. It's the same thing I would told you. It was just me and you talking. And that used to be just me and Arthur or me and Terry or me and, you know, whoever. Me, you know, and then once we have this here, now everybody can hear it and read about it on TeamDDPYoga.com. You know, everybody gets to experience what you're experiencing. So this is what I told her also. I said, take those 6 pictures. They are so important in something you feel comfortable. And then I want, especially guys, they're really, they don't really matter as much to guys, but women, it's a big deal to take something that you don't feel comfortable in. And you know, you're 27 years old. I mean, I want you to go as skimpy as you feel uncomfortable, but, you know, oh, my God. You know, but you want a front, side, and back picture. So we have that. Because when you hit your goal, you're going to so want that. You know, and when Stacy, I got her to take the pictures. Then you're going to take the pictures in the positions because, you know, I didn't have all the backup. Like, I know, Stacy, we'd have started today and we'd have had all this. You'd have taken all those pictures and all the positions, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would have. I would have.
You know, but Terry was the same way. Terry, you know, Terry was throwing her pictures out, Terry Lang. I'm like, what are you doing? No. You know, and then she understood what I meant later. Those are like your trophies. This is where I'd never want to go back to. This is who I became because I took control of my life. So anybody who's listening, you know, guys, make sure you take that picture without the shirt on, front, back, and side. You don't have to put that one up there. A lot of guys say, F it, I'm going to throw it out there. You know, because I'm going to throw it out in the universe. I'm going to overcome this thing. I think of Chad Collins, you know, off the top of my head, man. He took all his pictures without his shirt on, and he keeps getting leaner and leaner and leaner. And I'm really looking forward to hooking up with him in New York City at Pure Yoga. And I just talked to Liz, too. I know she's going to be up there, too. Our Jersey girl up there, too. Yeah, we got a lot of people coming in for these. And it's a great time to meet different people who you talk to on the Internet. So, Becca, you're off to the races, man. I want you to keep us posted. And let us know when you come up for those your 30 days, where you're at, what you're doing. And stay in touch with the show so people also can follow you, okay?
Okay. I did want to update Sparky and Stacy and, you know, Robert. I talked to you guys last week, and I said that I was going to lose 10 pounds this month, and I just want to let y'all know that I was already 9 pounds down.
Nice.
So, just letting you know. Okay.
Well, don't rest on that, man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the show, guys.
Hey, thanks for coming on, buddy. Very, very inspiring to a lot of people out there, and that's awesome. Okay, anybody who wants to ask any questions, I want you to, when we go to Stacy right now, do we have any questions before I bring my sister on? Do we have any questions, Stace?
Can you hear me? Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
now I can. You know, if somebody wants to know, you know, if they're dairy-free, what about whey being an exception? How do you feel about that?
No, whey is the worst shit of all when it comes to milk. Just so you know, whey, at the end of the protein scale, whey would be the worst. And that's what I was told by
not me. I'm not saying this because I don't know shit. You know, I know what I, when it comes, I learn what I learn from the great minds. You know, I'm a follower and, you know, and a mouthpiece more than anything. I'm a guide. And one of my my brothers who is a, as a matter of fact, I'm going to bring him on the show because he started, you know, this guy, he's trained some of the greatest athletes in the world, some of the biggest bodybuilders you've ever seen. So he knows everything about from the gas, the illegal stuff, to the stuff you buy, you know, for protein and what's bullshit and what's real. So I'm going to get him on the show. His name is Todd. I'm going to bring him on the show. But he told me that whey was the worst form of protein. So I'll just tell you what I would use and what I use is J-Rob's egg white protein. Awesome. It's clean. It's got 7 ingredients in it. You can see them. And the 3 of those ingredients are sugar-based, which is xanthan gum, xylitol, and stevia. And it's why it tastes so good. So that's what I would suggest you use. Do we have anything else in there, Stace?
No, just a shout-out from DJ. He wanted me to be sure to give you a shout-out.
DJ did awesome. He did awesome in Nashville. You know, he's down from, like, 329 to 463. You know, him and Slim just killed it. And, you know, and I was like, dude, go to a knee. And, you know, they were pushing through it. But everybody they did a really great job up there. And Nolan really blew my mind on some of the stuff that he could do. And he's like one of the faces of that DDP Yoga Facebook. Okay, anybody who has any questions, go to the phones now. I'm going to come to you as soon as I get done with my sister because I talk about being in Nashville and New York City at Pure Yoga in Michigan at Fitness Funk Fitness. And the big place that we go to every July, and if you want to be a part of this, you want to get your deposits down, it's only $150. It ain't going to break you, but it locks you into a room, and it locks you into the price before it goes up. And the anybody who's at the last retreat, I believe that it's pretty much the same price that you came in on, because we're locking you in. Up until a certain date when my sister will tell you all that. But this retreat that we go to, we did it 2 years in a row, is amazing. And I'm going to bring my sister Sally on here because no one can talk, you know, shit about this place better than her. So, Sally, how you doing, baby?
I'm awesome, babe. How are you?
Great.
I'm very excited to be on. Hey, Stace. How are you, babe?
Good. How are you?
Are you ready to go back down to the El Dorado Royale in Casitas?
I am so ready, and Chef Bill's already planning his menu.
Kid me, he texted the other day. He's like, he's ready. He's totally ready. But the El Dorado Royale and Casita, for those who haven't joined us yet, it's an exquisite property. It's totally different than your normal properties. It is not a high rise. It's a sprawling, beautiful, long property. There's 2 different sides. There's the El Dorado Royale side, which has 2 and 3-story suites, which all the rooms, whether you're in the Casita side or the El Dorado side, Royale side, has 24-hour room service. It has a refrigerator with sodas, juices, water, and beer, and that will be replenished daily. And then they also have a huge double jacuzzi in each room. Now, that's on the junior suites in the...
Wait a second, Sal, I got to interject here. By the way, it's all one price. This is an all-inclusive, and this is why we go to Mexico. And any of you who are afraid of, like, Mexico, all of the crazy shit that happens around our borders, meaning, like, America and Mexico. That's where all the crazy shit happens. This would be the difference. This would be like if all the crazy shit was happening in L.A., we're doing this in Atlanta. Except for it's in Mexico. We're not doing it up on the border. We're doing it at the bottom of the boot where Tulum is, where it is so peaceful and loving. And the breeze comes right off the ocean, right in at you. Even when we were there in July, and the breeze is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. But, yeah, all right, Paige. And I always say I live at the Jersey Shore, which I feel is nirvana, and I live an hour away from Newark and an hour away from Camden. Camden's number 2, the worst city in the United States. And they are not driving down the parkway to come get me. And with that being said, where Cancun and the Riviera Maya area is, it's a 4.5-hour flight to where the bad stuff's happening for one area, because Mexico's huge. And that means that for me, it's like me flying to Phoenix or L.A. or, you know, wherever. And I'm not moving from Point Pleasant because of that, because I'm certainly not moving because of Camden. When you look at the roads going on here, very civilized. It's like a little America. You fly into Cancun. We have a the transfer is bundled up into the package, so you have your transfers, and then they bring you right over to the resort. When they bring you to the resort, they welcome you. They're always saying welcome home. They welcome you with a cool washcloth to wipe your brow, and then they hand you a beautiful cold champagne, and they're waiting there greeting with their warm smiles. And they get you checked in. They get you to your room, and at that time, and if you get in early, your room might not be ready, but they'll take your luggage, and you can go get changed over at the spa and go enjoy lunch, go jump in the pool, go enjoy a margarita, get the lay of the land. They actually give you a great map, and that map is awesome. It's priceless. They have these little golf carts that take us everywhere, so you can be walking by and say, hey, can I get a golf cart? Boom, they'll hop right on. There's 7 different restaurants on the Royale side, and if you do stay on the Casita side, you would be able to enjoy the Italian restaurant that's for the Casita world. So really, there's truly 8 restaurants. And they call it gourmet inclusive because it's gourmet dining. What they have here is now has been expanded. It used to be just a 10,000-square-foot garden greenhouse that they've expanded it to be 70,000. They are not only growing their own vegetables as well as their own spices. They are now growing fruit now, Paige. I didn't know if you knew this. And their own flowers.
This is organic fruit, organic vegetables. Everything
the
that they do there. But Stacy knows.
And Bill said the same thing, and he's a chef. And he said, gosh, there is nothing... There is nothing on that menu that I don't think that anybody would not love and drool over. And their portions, I feel, are small. But the greatest thing about an all-inclusive, like Paige did, I'll take 7 of those. Right? How many? You had 7 asparagus appetizers.
Yeah, I did.
I know you did.
I just kept grabbing. Because the first night in when we get there, and we're expanding it this year to 5 days, right, Sal? Is that what
yes,
it is?
We are. 5 nights, yep.
Yeah, for 5 days, because you get there on, you know, that first night, and I have a workout already planned, so you get checked in as early as you can. You get over to the workout. We do about an hour workout. We're right on the beach, literally on the beach. There's a cement area that we just lay our mats down. And we do the workout, then we all blow off, go back to our rooms, get changed. We all meet for cocktails. Because, again, this is not your mama's yoga retreat. This isn't where we're just sitting around humming and meditating. And you know, I'm all into the whole meditating thing. I'm trying to force myself into that because it's really like a bull in the woods or a bull in the china shop. But this is a different thing. This is a party-esque atmosphere. And how it goes is I want you to come there with the attitude that I'm at exactly the weight I want to be at. This is my jump start to get jump started, but I also want to have some fun. So, you know, we party there, and I tested my, it's the first time. Now, this is not American booze either. This all gets made down south, south of the border. And all I know is, I make the cleanest margarita you can make, but the food is just different. The drinks are different. I drank 3 nights in a row, and I drank pretty hearty. And it took that 4th night where I went, I'm going to lay off tonight. Because we stayed the night after that.
And you were a big boy.
So my point is that we do party down there. We have a good time. Some people didn't drink. That's great. You know, some people can't drink. That's all, I get that. That's not it. But they still came and hung with us and, you know, drank virgin margaritas or whatever. Because after we get done, we have 2 workouts a day of 3 of the 5 days. And we go on that second workout during the afternoon right to the pool where the casita is, and we all have cocktails before we go out for dinner. So that's the kind of attitude there. And, again, all-inclusive. This is under $1,000 a person, under someone like that. Well, it was for 4 nights. I don't know if it is for 3.
Well, for four nights, and our rate is held because this is like, I feel like I'm at Walmart rolling back the price because I said I need to have the price to be at least what it was last year for our past guests and our early entries. So by October 1st, if they book early, all you need is $150 down. You can only stay 4 nights, and that's what our package was last year. It was $905 a person, and that included your transfers, your premium alcohol, your dining experiences, because that's what these are. This is not buffet. This is a la carte premium dining, and it's amazing. And it includes your workouts. Paige and Bill and Angie did a beautiful presentation. Well, Paige, I think, ate. It was really Bill and Angie that did all the cooking. And then Chef Moses came over. And that guy, that German guy, Paige,
he was awesome.
And they allowed us to teach and gave up wonderful menus. Right, Stacy? Stacy, you were a great assistant with Bill. Did a great job.
Yeah.
And so these are included all in the bundle package. So for 4 nights, if you can only stay 4 nights, it will be the $905. If you choose to stay the 5 nights in the Junior Jacuzzi Suite, it's $1,069. So it really only goes up, $164 to stay 1 night at an all-inclusive, premium all-inclusive, and there's entertainment nightly besides the entertainment that we have. We're a rolling party. That's what we are. Because once you have Paige, plus, it's off the charts. And we do have fun. My kids came. My kids are 21 and 22. And so we had all ages. I think we had as old as 65 and as young as 20, because Rachel was 20. And everybody loved. This was our second year doing it. And Paige allowed me only to bring a certain amount of people, and he allowed me to make it larger this year. So I'm very excited about that. So if you know anybody that wants to go, this is the time to book it for the $150 per person deposit. Even if you don't have a roommate and you just want to sign up, you do that. You have plenty of months. That rate will be secured at the early booking bonus, which is great.
And you know what was cool about this is sometimes when I travel, I have to bring along my own gluten-free food. The restaurants, every restaurant on the property had gluten-free options, so.
And they're getting more and more aware of this, Stacy, because of what we did a couple of years ago with them, and they are so proactive. This is one of the only resorts, this chain is the only chain that recognizes it like they should.
It's amazing. I mean, and that we actually got hooked in with the head chef. And so my sister was talking about the baking and the cooking. Anyone who's listening to this, we do a class. And Stacy's boyfriend is an amazing chef.
Mouthwatering.
He made the most succulent. It was chicken. It was breaded chicken, but he used, I believe he used pancake, I don't know,
potato flour.
Flour, and then he put some kind of like lobster shrimp or something, whatever he'd done on top of that with the vegetables and the, and he made this other kind of soup. What was the soup he made? What was that?
Oh, greens and beans, Italian greens and beans. Yeah.
Oh, my. It was off the hook. And what I'm saying is you get to watch all of this. And it's going to be a lot of like what I'm going to be doing. I'm looking for a name. If anybody wants to start throwing names at me, years ago I would have called my house, my place, DDP's War Room. But it's a different time now. So right now it's just Casa DDP in Atlanta. I'm looking to name this place. So, Sparky, do me a favor. Put some kind of little trailer up there or something on Team DDP Yoga. Say DDP's looking for a name for his crib. And I'll send some pictures over to Robert and have them send them to you so you can actually see what this place looks like before I walk in there. And then we'll do it again. Maybe it'll take us a while to find a name. It's a name I got to love. But back to the cooking in on the retreat, we have – you're right there. Everybody's surrounded around. They got their cameras out. They're writing stuff down. And then we all sit down and we eat it. And it's just amazing where we eat it as we're going. My goal is to finally get a place where we get the bar and everything, at the same time. I haven't been able to do that yet, but
what do you want to do?
I want to do it instead of doing it in the afternoon for a lunch, I want to do it for like a dinner. This way, everybody comes and say, "Yo, because it's like they got to eat." So I think we just have our own bartender.
Well, you
there.
Know what? We actually are going. We remember we flipped the day a little bit. We moved it up a little bit. To, like, remember? So
right.
Maybe one of those nights might be one of the nights that the Italian restaurant is closed.
That would be awesome.
Because
we
they do close
that.
It one night a week. I don't know what night it is. And if we ask early enough, maybe they'll let us let that happen.
Yeah,
maybe it'll make it a private
event.
Give us
a bartender and the German cat, the German chef. And
oh, yeah.
We don't need them, DDP. I can knock off 50 or 60 myself.
Yeah, I don't even mean that with you. I know you can. We just need to go to get
dinner tonight.
I want
to do a three-course dinner.
What did you do? What did you do to him? First of all, I just want to say, the only reason we need him is so he tells us where everything is and he can go get it for you.
he was good, though. He did give me the keys to his kitchen. He was a good sport about it.
He was. But he was awesome.
Whatever one of your favorites is, you pick it and I'll do a gluten-free version of it. Whatever you want.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite things in the world is I love, like, I love the eggplant and the chicken and the veal. If we can just do chicken and eggplant, though, Parmesan.
Oh, so you like a chicken Sorrentino or something.
Well, you know, I was always an egg, you know, chicken Parmesan guy, but I don't have that. But I'm sure you could put the manchego on that and grab some other kind of flour. I love the eggplant and the chicken together. I love that.
Yeah, that's easy. Don't do that up. A little Marsala wine, some shallots. Perfect.
Yes. Awesome. I'd love to watch that. And this is what I'm talking about, people, because Bill he's a master chef, and him and Stacey have been together for a while now, and he came down, and it was awesome. You know, everybody being back there and learning how to do it. And then Angie did a lot of the baking, and she showed how to make her, you know, her cookies. I believe she made chocolate chip cookies, and then she made some brownies, too. So, you know, it's that easy to do. You know, and that's the whole thing. People always say to me, well, how do you eat wheat-free and gluten-free, you know, like it's a big, you know, mystery. And today, it's not so much. So it is really, it's way easier than you think. And once you do it, the rewards, you know, I for me personally, it's just because I beat my body up as a wrestler from 35 years old to 49. You know, I'm 56 now. And, you know, there's times where I know if I was still eating that. Sometimes I do get it in me. I get some weed in me because, you know, they just don't tell you what's in the food when you're out. And I don't get sick, but I feel like shit. You know, I physically feel about 15, 20 years older because it just gets in and causes inflammation. The one thing I told Terry I was going to do it because she did it when she read the book Wheat Belly. She gave up all the sugar. And she said she felt like crazy. And, you know, that's my last addiction. And it's the cleanest, best sugar you can eat, but it's still sugar. So, you know, I'm still going to treat myself off of that. I'm still going to have some wine and some tequila. I'm not giving that up ever. But
well, good. Then, you know, remember the tequila tasting. Remember, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Bill remembers.
I think you got a couple of bottles. I think a few people did.
Yeah. I had it on my camera. I took it to my liquor store that said they can get everything, and they said, sorry, we can't get that.
So you'll just have to go back to the El Dorado.
Thank you, back.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much, Sally. Thanks for coming on. Where can they get all this information at, Sal? Where is everything at? So you really got to see this place to believe it. And when you hear, say, Casita and then the Junior Suites,
which I didn't even talk about the casitas. They have these little palapas and an open-air shower. It's very sexy. You have to go online. If you go to the DiamondDallasPage.com/retreat, that's going to bring you to our website. And if you Google
I think we also own DDP Yoga Retreat, too, .com, right,
yep,
Robert?
I think so. Right, Robert?
Yeah, DDP.
Yeah, that's right. It'll take you to the same place.
Okay, good.
DDPYogaRetreat.com, and you want to look at, because when people saw my room, because I'm in it, you can bet your ass I'm in a casita. When they thought, they were like, oh, my God, so this is just a couple of $100 more? We're coming here, because you've got the swimming pool. You come out the back. You got your back door. The pool is literally, and I don't mean like you walk 10 feet. I mean you step out the door, and you're in the water.
And you had a swimmer.
Hey, Sally, I've had a few people asking in the chat room, is the deposit refundable?
The deposit will be refundable up until, let me think where we are. I think it's up until January.
Okay.
And then up until January. After January, it is not.
Okay.
And you got to understand that because we're blocking out rooms. And this costs money to do this. You know, it's like there is, when you think about how much money is really going into this, I'm making next to nothing, just so you know. In the last 2 years, I made nothing because I put everything back into it. I didn't have to pay, but I put all my, it's a lot of time, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of effort, and this is the year that I think it really all comes to, you know, to hit its peak. And I'm only going to allow 60 people down there. So that's why you want to get in now and make sure you're locked in. $150. If something changes between now and January, bop out. You know, if not, then it costs you $150 if you can't. But I've
got and if they take the insurance, you know, if it's something that's if it's after January, once they do the deposit, Ashley will discuss about insurance. If they take the insurance, then the, you know, when they're sick or whatever, and it's, you know, passed into that time period, you'll get back everything minus the insurance.
Hey, and to tell them, Sally, this, because, you know, a lot of people go, well, but the airfare, too. You know, it's like, this is my sister. So she'll break it down to try to use points or whatever the hell she's got to do. Right, Sally?
Right. What we do is that there's American Express points, Frequent Flyer miles, Capital One points. We can help you with that, too. People don't even think about that. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I got 60,000 points with American Express. I'm like, well, that's worth $600 to me. And look at it. I just got an email from Paula from Chicago. Yes, baby. Down payment. I'm securing your room tonight, girlfriend. I just emailed her to Ashley. she just joined in. That's very funny. I see it. So
awesome.
She's in. But I know that I think that we've already secured, I think, 14 rooms now. So they're going because they know the October 1st thing is going. So.
Yeah, and there's only going to be so many people allowed to come, and we might have it down. You know, you might add some last minute, but right now that's what we're looking at. And anybody who's been there, just ask them because it's its own animal. And you know, if you can make it, you don't want to miss it. All right, Sal, thanks for coming on. I got a couple more guys on here I want to bring on. I love you. I'll talk to you
love
later.
Love you. I'll talk to you later.
Right.
Bye, Ted. Bye, Stacey. Bye. Whoever's on there, I have no idea who's on. Bye.
Hey, Stacy. What's my sister like? What's Sally like? What's she like?
She is a trip. She is like having the class clown, the class cheerleader, like the most popular girl in school along for the ride.
Yeah, she is the very, very, very best. And when 2007 turned into 2008 and we hit the shit fan, and you can imagine, what's the first thing people are going to stop doing? They're going to stop traveling. There was 8 stores, that's what they're called, a store, right? 8 stores on the Jersey Shore that went down. My sister not only never slowed down, she got busier and busier and busier over the worst time that we have ever known as Americans. And it comes down to service and how you treat people and how she'll be up till 4 o'clock sometimes. I'm like, what are you doing? Go home and go to bed. I just got to finish it. I got these people in Italy and blah, blah, blah. I mean, when one of our friends who was, you know, who came in for the first retreat, lost their passport. She thought it was stolen. It was a monster thing. Sally took her to the embassy. I mean, it went wow. I mean, it took her all day going all over to make sure she was okay. When she got back to the airport, they went, oh, you left your passport here. So now anybody that loses their passport, we know, why don't we call the airport first and see if they have it? So no one ever thought of that. Okay, we got a couple guys on board here. I want to bring them on. The first one I'll bring on is the Boston Bad Boy. What's up, bro?
What's going on?
Man, we haven't talked in a while, man. You've been busy with the new job, huh?
Yeah, new job, and I'm training right now with John Ruiz, actually, doing some boxing right now.
Awesome, awesome. And I still see you doing some of your power stuff wherever you can find to do some kind of inverted crazy shit.
You know it. Anywhere I can try to do the Black Crow or kind of my mod of it on anything I can do it on top of, I do it. I take a picture of it. And that was kind of what you were starting to tell, I think it was Rebecca earlier about taking the pictures and the video. I mean, when I first started off, I was taking pictures and video of everything because, you know, it was going to be that one time that I hit it finally and no one was going to be around to see it. So I recorded everything. I took pictures of everything and, you know, especially doing it on top of the playground. I made sure that my little girl was taking that video just in case I busted my ass. Either I'd have an epic fail or I'd have a great video. Either or, it was a win-win.
Oh, God. You've taken some crazy chances, Monkey. But but you even had to crash and burn something. Me and the bad boy here were going head-to-head with superhero push-ups. And, you know, I did, like, 27, and he did – no, for, I think I did, like, 12, and then you did 14, and I did 27, and you did 30, and then I did 40-something, and then you did, like, 53 or whatever the hell it is. And
no,
like, okay.
No. I died out of 50. I counted 51, but 50 was my top out. That was the most. But I haven't even been able to bang out. I think the last time I did them was a couple weeks ago. I did 44, and I can't hit the 50 again. I think the motivation died out a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm not beating your mark yet. So, and that's just the fun stuff about this, you know. As you get stronger and stronger, who thought I would ever be able to do that in my 50s? You know, it's crazy. So you got anything to say here, kid, or just wanted to put a word into Rebecca? Is that what you came on to be heard?
Yeah, I heard Rebecca. I just, you know, I wanted to chime in a little bit on that. Wish her the very best. And, you know, like you said, it's achievable. You know, Arthur's done it. You know, Slimtronic's on his way to doing it. Stacy, I mean, it's how I fed off you with the competition. I want her and everybody else out there. Feed off everybody else. Take these pictures, the videos, and... I mean, it's possible to do it. And I'm telling Rebecca, she's still listening now. If she loses that, when she loses that 100 pounds, the boot camp for Air Force, she is going to outdo everybody. The PT is going to seem like a breeze compared to this stuff. So she's going to go into that boot camp top-notch shape. She has nothing to worry about. I guarantee you she graduates high in her class when she gets the PT, final PT test. So,
and that's a former Marine there too, babe. So that's you heard that for. Okay, bad boy. Thanks for coming on. Trying to close this out here. I know we got my boy Dave Sherman there. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Stud. Right. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Hey, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, how y'all? I'm out
Great.
Here hammered down across New Mexico on my way to California.
Oh wow!
Oh, you got the rig out, huh? Got the bus.
Yeah, man, we're still on the road. Yeah, we're trying to finish up the tour, and I get to take some time off. But it's funny though, because I got to go back to work just before you retreat, so it kind of sucks.
How dare Miranda Lambert actually put you to work? You know,
yeah.
When we're doing a damn retreat, what you
like, thinking? Give me like 2 months off, man. We got to go back to work right in January, first of January. So we're going to be hammered all winter long. So after that.
Well, we're talking about July, dude. This is July, like July 10th or somewhere around there.
Oh, I thought you said January.
No, July. July.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, go look at that thing, man. I'd love to have you there.
That puts it in a different light there.
Wow, beautiful. You see, I'm glad you wouldn't have known that if you didn't say that. Yeah, I believe it's January 10th through the 15th, which is a great time because, you know, again, down there, it's really got that great breeze that comes off the ocean. And at night, it's really sweet. So how many workouts you been getting on the road? And this guy's living on the road. And when you get in the bus and you start driving, how long will you be driving? What's your schedule, bro?
Well, I left Dallas this morning, and I'm in Albuquerque now, so and I'm on one. I got to go to Vegas, and then I got to go to LA. So I'm gonna run somewhere over there to the Arizona line, go to bed for a little bit, and then get back up and going into Vegas so I can pick them up tomorrow.
So how do you get your workouts in on this? How do you eat good? What's because people always say I can't do it because. Okay, well, how about this guy who can do it because?
Well, I'm generally usually. Like today, I won't be in a hotel because I'm driving. But just generally, when I get to like Vegas, we're having a gig in Vegas, so they'll put me in a hotel room. Well, I got my yoga mat. I go to the room. I I got a workout. We got catering. So if it's not somebody that's conducive to gluten-free, I just basically, I make my own salad, you know. I don't,
right.
I don't mess around with any of that kind of shit, man. It's like, that's not for me, man. It's, so, I mean, that's how I hang, you know, I just hang it back. And it's like, you know, we just, I mean, I tore it up. We were up in Canada for 10 days, like last week, the week before. And, I mean, it's like, I mean, I left those business cards of yours all over every truck stop in Canada, man. So, I'm out here. I mean, I haven't been in touch for a while, but I am still out here hanging.
Yo, let people know, Dave is the first one and didn't know anything about wheat-free, dairy-free. You know, I just saw that he hit a sticking block, and that's what happens to a lot of people, you know, who continue to eat wheat and dairy because they don't know. And then once he got off it and started dropping that weight, he found the book Wheat Belly. Like, I didn't find it. Dave found it and turned it on to me. And yeah, you told me at that point it was your whole family you got clean. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get them there. I mean, they're kind of dragging their feet a little bit here and there. Hopefully, when I get home for this time off, I'm going to basically go do a pantry raid and just, you know, start kicking ass and taking names and put my foot down. But, you know, I guess well, when I'm gone and I'm on the road, it's like, you know, when the cat's away, the mice will play. You know, that kind of thing.
You got to understand that, though, man. But I love that you're the enforcer on that. That's awesome, man. And as long as you're giving them, you know, something that, and a lot of people still don't know, even, you know, it's new, you know. So, you know, as time goes on, you know, people adapt. So, hey, man, I'm so glad you called in because I haven't got a chance to talk to you in a while. And you're going to be out there in L.A. while I'm in here in Atlanta. So I'm on the East Coast for then until November. It's funny because while I'm here in Atlanta, I got one of my first bookings in L.A., and they're like, will you come in on Thanksgiving Saturday to do this signing at this big heavy metal thing? They want you and a couple other guys. I was like, shit, hell yeah. I said, you fly me Delta, give me my pay, and, you know, so now I'm flying back in to see Angie. They're paying for me to fly in. So that's the best when it works like that. When I come visit and get paid, it all works. So, hey, bro, thanks for calling in and keeping us in the loop, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, man, thanks for talking to me. I appreciate it. You guys will all be good, man. I'll be in touch.
Safe.
All right, take care, brother.
Hey, thanks.
So our last caller here, we got Mike, right?
What's up, guys? It's Mike Mullins, Double M. How you guys doing?
Mikey!
What's going on, man? I just wanted to check in real quick because I know, like, Dallas and Sally and stuff are plugging away at the retreat. And, of course, you guys are going to want people to go to the retreat. But I got to tell you something. I go on vacation every year. I've gone on vacation every year since I was old enough to pay for my own vacation. And this is by far the best thing I've ever done. Not just vacation, but, like, I wouldn't rather be anywhere in the country, in the world, than that El Dorado Royale. And first of all, I got to tell a story because my girlfriend, I was trying so hard to get her to do DDP yoga, but to her, it was always a wrestling thing. I mean, I know it wasn't a wrestling thing, but DDP is a wrestler and that's a wrestling thing, and she'd rather have the flu than watch a wrestling pay-per-view. Like, seriously. That was always the thing with her. It was just always a wrestling thing. And first workout, she got there, and she hadn't eaten all day. We had been flying all day. We had gotten up at 2 o'clock in the morning. She did the first workout, almost passed out, hated it. She's like, I can't do this. I'm not doing another one. I convinced her to go to the next workout. She's like, okay, I'm feeling really good after this. I'm going to go to the next one. She went to the next one. She was feeling amazing. And by the end of the retreat, she said, okay, I get it. I get it. I finally get why you're so into this. And it was so cool because there was a moment we had in the pool where Dallas kind of cornered Katie, and I started to walk over. He's like, hey, give us a minute. She pushed me away. And he took the time to talk to Katie, and she really understood, like, the mentality behind the DDP yoga. DDP's like, hey, Mike's got my number. Call me if you need anything. And just everybody there. I mean, if you are alone and you're freaking out, I don't want to go on vacation alone, everybody groups up, too. We're all like a big just group walking back and forth to everything, so you can hook up with so many people you know from the boards or the site. So if you want to do it alone, it's just as fun. Dave Orth spent the whole weekend with Katie and I, and we had a blast. And I talk to Dave almost every day now online, and it's just one of those situations where everyone is so friendly that you don't need to know. You don't need to go down with somebody to have a great time. If you're freaking out that you don't have a girl to bring down or anything, hell, hook up down there if you can. But And I just want to say Sally was absolutely amazing. We still talk about Sally, Katie and I. I got to tell you this story. One night I said to her, I said, you know, I wish they had gluten-free pancakes. I would love a gluten-free pancake in the morning. So I went back to my room around 9:30 at night and noticed my phone was flashing on there. I just mentioned it to her in passing. I pick up the message. She goes, oh, Coca-Cola, you can have gluten-free pancakes. I called. They're going to make them for you in the morning. Just in passing, I said that. You know, I would love to have a gluten-free pancake. She took it upon herself to make it a point to make sure I got what I wanted on that vacation. She is unbelievable. I mean, the service and just the personal touch of that, I mean, I've taken away so much from every single person I went with there, and our lives have completely changed since going to the retreat, just for the things we've learned and the things we incorporate into our daily lives now. Not just from Dallas. I got a ton of stuff from Dallas, but, you know, from everybody there, we just took a little bit of everything. I had a high school diploma in DDP yoga when I went down there, and now I got a PhD. It's just we learned so much down there. Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't get a chance to go down there, anybody who's listening to this, I mean, it's so worth it. I guarantee you, the old saying, you go there once, you'll be there twice. It's going to happen. I tell you. You go there once, you'll go back again. I promise you.
Oh, that's, you know, thanks for calling in, dude. And just saying what you feel, because I always tell that to everybody. I said, say what you feel. Don't make shit up. Just say what you feel. And I had no idea you were calling or you were one of the callers. I just seen the list of names, and there might could be anybody, but thanks
I
for calling in.
I got to tell you, Dallas, one real quick thing. You know my disdain for vegetables. I hate all things green, or I don't eat anything that grows from the ground. I have completely gotten over my fear of vegetables from the retreat. I don't know if you remember this. We were having the cooking demonstration, and he made the greens and beans, and Dallas gave me a copy. He said, you're eating that. And I'm like, ah. Oh. So what I did is I kind of sipped all the broth off the top of it, hoping that you wouldn't notice. And you look up at me, you go, there's a big pile of green beans in the bottom of that thing. You made me do a shot of those. And after that, I was pretty much open to eating anything and trying anything on that vacation. And now I'm rocking a DDP salad almost every night. So it's like full service. Like that retreat
awesome.
Got me over my fear of vegetables. And Dallas scared the crap out of me to the point where I had to try them.
Whatever works, right?
Yeah, so thank you for that. And Sparky, your juicing thing got me over my plateau, too. I've lost 6 pounds since I started the juicing.
There you go,
and juicing.
Bro.
Wow. That's awesome.
Juicing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so. Well, thank you guys so much. Just wanted to check in and tell you from someone who's been there that's not so close to the retreat that it really is the best experience you'll ever have. It really is.
That's an awesome endorsement, man. Okay, guys, I want to thank you all for calling in. Thanks, Mikey, for calling in, and Bad Boy, and Davey on the road. You got to love that. He's traveling. He's probably been driving for about 15 hours, and he still calls into the show to hear it. Stay motivated. Stay positive, and just keep moving forward and hear stories from people. I like bringing on Rebecca here today and, you know, little pieces of Sparky and Stacy, you know, what their stories are and why they're doing what they're doing. And that's why I love when those two, you know, or by themselves run the show and come up with a different theme. And Stacy will always go, so what's the new theme? And like, I'm doing so many things. It's like, oh, okay, so what do you want to do? You know? And then sometimes it starts to spark me like it did today about, you know, let's get with a retreat. There's like, there's a lot of people that are already rocking this. So let's let people know, you know, they got till October 1st to nail this date down. And, you know, and then the whole thing about the warrior of the month. If you want to be a warrior of the month, if you want to be considered, every single person out there that is working their ass off is considered. And it's just like, I just take something that moves me, you know, and then, you know, but a lot of people I follow back up on because I'm just so, you know, amazed by your stories. And this is the kind of shit that really, you know, I got to tell you guys, like there is a whole point in time. And it was like a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, where I hit a wall. You know, I guess about a year and a half ago. You know, I was short selling my house, and I just, you know, it was everything, and all my money went into this company, and everything. I was thinking, God, is this ever going to like happen? Is it ever going to turn? Did I just fuck up and piss everything away? And then I get an email from somebody. Somebody I've never even talked to about DDP yoga. Haven't met them anywhere. But somehow on my Facebook, you know, somewhere it gets through to me, or, you know, they get through, they find out my email. I don't know how. And it just is a thank you letter for everything, from putting it out there to doing all the stuff with DDP Yoga and everything and the YRG. And, man, I tell you, it has inspired me to a point to where I'd be, okay, get on that mat. Because if I get stressed out, if you get pulled down, get on the mat. There is nothing better than de-stressing yourself on the mat. And I know right away, like, wow, this is going to happen. And it is. Now we've got, like, this crazy momentum. And, you know, what's going to happen in the next 2 years? It's going to blow through the roof. But we're still going to do this. And I'm still going to be that guy. Because I have always, when I was in wrestling, and I was one of the top five stars in the world, I was still this guy. And that's what I've always prided myself on. So anyone who's out there who's starting or thinking about it, getting in, go to TeamDDPYoga.com. Team, T-A-M, DDPYoga.com. Go there and talk to those people there. Go on DDP Yoga, one word, Facebook. Read what people write. This is not me. You can't make people do this shit. You know, the reason why it happens, because it works. And I get it all the time. I get people say to me, I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it a try and see if this works. And I go, seriously? I go, how about this? If it works, if you work, it works. Okay, guys. Robert, thank you so much for being on here and running the show as usual. Sparky, you are the man. And Stacy, you're my hero. All right, guys.
Dallas,
love you.
When are you on Fox and Friends again?
Wednesday. Wednesday morning. I'm not sure what time, but we will be on that morning, and you guys will have the show from there. So make sure you get, you know, we'll send people, we'll be tweeting the hell out of it. Let everybody know and check it out. And I'm sure Arthur will not get in the ass, and we'll go from there. And anybody's coming in New York, can't wait to see you. If you're in Chattanooga, Tennessee, or around there for any Love Horror Conventions, come on by and say hello. I get so many people coming up to me now going, man, I do your workout and I love it. I'm like, seriously. Oh, I got to tell you this last story. I'm so quick. I was in Nashville at P.F. Chang's and I was just eating by myself and on my iPad. And I look up at this guy with a really long beard, cool cat. And then he goes, DDP, I don't want to bother you. I've lost 75 pounds doing your yoga. I go, get out of here. He goes, yeah, swear to God. I go, sit down. And he
sat down. That's what I think, yeah.
It was awesome, man. We talked for 15 minutes. You know, his wife lost 40 pounds. It was amazing. So that's it, man. This shit works. Own it. You all been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But see ya! Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.